And next up on the teleconference is Maryland head coach Brenda Fries. The Terrapins were the top pick in the preseason Big Ten coaches and media rankings, and they returned four starters and 75% of their scoring from last season, led by all-Big Ten selection Kyla Charles from a 26-8 team that finished second in the Big Ten and advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you mind giving us a quick opening statement? Then we'll take questions from the media.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. So we're looking forward to the upcoming season. I really like this team's. I think the thing that stands out is their competitiveness and their chemistry. We've brought in four new players that I think will all have tremendous impacts immediately for us. I think they've been able to address some of the holes that we had a season ago. We're completely healthy. Blair Watson was cleared a week ago. Exciting for her. She looks like she hasn't, you wouldn't know that she had come off an ACL with the way she's playing and practicing. So we're looking forward to her junior season, hopefully healthy free. And we're looking forward to our strength of schedule. I think it's one of our best non-conference schedules that we've had to get us prepared for the Big Ten play.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
Your first question is from the line of Michelle Bulpool with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach Fries.
Hi, Michelle.
If I could ask two questions, please. First being, last year with the seniors you'd lost, how good they were with the injuries, it seemed like last year was kind of a gutsy thing. You guys had to go through. You had to dig deep, with what you were facing. I'm wondering how that carries over and helps you with, hopefully, like you said, a healthier squad and everything you're adding in, how much the adversity of last year carries over. And then secondly, if you could just talk about Charles, your program has developed quite a track record of success in the WNBA with players playing all different positions. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. about, her progress towards being a professional.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely think the experience we got last year was invaluable. I thought the team last year exceeded expectations given, the graduation of two pros, the loss of an All-American point guard, and then the injury to Blair Watson. So they just gained tremendous experience, which when you look at now having six juniors and seniors, five juniors, one senior, I think, gives us some, great confidence going into this season. And I can't say enough about Kyla Charles and her hunger to want to be great and to want to play at the next level. So, we've recognized, obviously an opportunity as Blair's been out all summer. She has really tried to transition with her versatility between the wing and the forward position. We will have the ability to slide her around a little bit more on the perimeter now this year. And I think that's the big piece. I've talked to pro coaches, Mike Tebow and different pro coaches, to prepare to get her ready for that next level. And that's been the biggest thing for our staff in the off season for her, is kind of continuing. She's shooting the three. She spends a ton of time, extending that range. And hopefully we'll be able to see how valuable that is this season.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Michael Rand with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Good morning, Coach Fries. Thanks for being on the call this morning. I had a quick question about Lindsay Whalen. Obviously, you coached her here in Minnesota, and now she's back in the conference as a head coach. Just a couple parts to that. Do you have any specific memories of coaching Lindsay back in the early 2000s? And how do you think her transition to coaching will be this year?
Yeah, it's really neat, I think, in coaching, or maybe as we age, when it comes full circle. And to just have that dynamic and that element, I'm so happy and proud for her. A phenomenal story. I think back to when we first took over at Minnesota, and we went into Wisconsin. They were ranked number 5 in the country. And our preseason meeting the night before, they all walked in with their uniforms that they were ready to play. And we knocked them off in front of 17,000. And, it was, her and Janelle McCarville and a lot of those players on that team that kind of had that swagger. And I think it absolutely, when you look at Lindsay as a pro, when you look at her now transitioning to as a college coach, I think what separates Lindsay is her humility, her genuineness, her able to connect with people. And I think those things are going to separate her as a coach, that all those things are key elements that you have to be able to have when you transition over to the other side as a coach.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for one final question from the media.
And a question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Vera.
Hi, hey, how are you?
Great.
It's like the talent keeps on coming for you, so I'm just trying real hard to stay ahead. Can you please update me on Shakira Austin, your expectations for her, and how are things working out?
Shakira's long. She's 6'5". She has a chance to play at the next level in her career. She's a freshman. She's a post player. So fortunately for her, we have a lot of depth there. So she's going to be able to be brought along just learning the game and transitioning to it. But what I'm excited about is, like, she's just connecting so many dots so quickly. And, again, you can't teach 6'5". Our defense looks a lot different when we get beat and she's that backline help. And she's just doing a tremendous job transitioning to be able to play at this speed and at this level.
Thanks.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
All right. Thank you so much.